Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oregon State head football coach Jonathan Smith announcing a pair of suspensions yesterday in the wake of an embarrassing end to the Hawaii game. And this happened.
Hawaii about to go 3-0 versus Pac-12.
You think they're going to be your Washington Huskies?
No, I don't. But if I be honest, I would be surprised.
Hawaii has opened the season with wins over Arizona, Oregon State, which led Nick Rolovich, their head coach.
I would be surprised. I'm sorry. I would be surprised if they beat Washington.
Their head coach, Nick Rolovich, tweeted out a photo of the Rose Bowl logo after beating Oregon State. I mean, okay. That's a good one to do before you play Washington.
Hey, you, whatever you need to do, get your team ready.
But if they get slapped around by UW, then okay. Yeah, that's Pac-12. They're playing two of the worst teams in the Pac-12. But they just need to add UCLA as the third, and then they're in territory there.
Yeah.
But at the end of the game, we mentioned yesterday Caleb Hayes, defensive back, was caught on the Facebook video stream. Luckily, this game wasn't on TV. He caught punching his own teammate as the head coach, Jonathan Smith, was trying to separate the two on the field during the game. And then at the end of the game, there was a moment where Oregon State is kind of over on the Hawaii sideline. And there's a Hawaii player who's running on the sideline as time is expiring to celebrate with his team. And Gus Lavaca, the offensive lineman, clotheslines the guy. The guy turns around, two-hand shoves Lavaca, to which Gus Lavaca starts punching him on the opposing sideline at the end of the game.
Can I wonder if there were some potential things that inspired this issue? Because I can't imagine. No, I'm not. There's no excuse for it. But I can't imagine this just for some reason wanting to go out and do this. There had to have been, I don't know if we'll ever get the backstory of what it is. There's no excuse for doing that during a football game. You should be able to keep your emotions under check. Good luck with that if you're a football player.
Well, this is right when the game is over.
There had to have been some communication during the game. There had to have been maybe a little bit of talking, maybe a little extracurricular conversations would happen all the time. But if you're some of the Hawaii players and you're running your mouth and you're an Oregon State player, you're extremely frustrated after that loss. Yeah, it's not an excuse to go and do that, though.
Well, but there isn't an excuse for going and doing that. But Gus Lavaca was walking towards their sideline.
Yeah, that's
and then
what makes
walking
me feel
down the sideline. And then the guy was running back.
Extra. There had to have been something going on during the game.
But it's still Gus Lavaca's fault.
I agree, 100%.
And to both of those embarrassing moments for Oregon State, Jonathan Smith has suspended Caleb Hayes and Gus Lavaca for the first half of the Cal Poly game.
Okay, so kind of like targeting.
Yeah. I think that this is a product of, one, there is an outrage that it happened because a lot of people didn't see either one of those instances.
There's a backstory.
What do you mean?
Well, I think that if this was more serious, you would have seen like a full game suspension.
Well, you mean like LeGarrette Blount, who punched Byron Hout at the end of the Boise State game when Byron Hout went and got into his face.
Yeah.
And so LeGarrette Blount punched him. We saw LeGarrette Blount being provoked.
Yeah.
That was on national television.
Yeah.
Though.
This was on Facebook.
This was on, and I think that has a, that's a,
oh, it's a huge deal. Huge. Yeah.
That's a massive part of this thing is that not a lot of people saw it live. So there wasn't a great reaction. What happened with the LeGarrette Blount Byron Hout situation is that moment then went to SportsCenter, right?
Yep.
And what is SportsCenter going to do? They're going to go,
big deal.
Look what we just saw.
Yeah.
That didn't happen with this. And it really matters to people if they see it.
Yep.
And they see how it all unfolded. Right now, there's just a clip of a guy who put it on Twitter because, admittedly, I didn't see the Gus Lavaca thing live. Mm-hmm. I didn't see that live. I don't know what elements went into it. All I see is the clip that's on the internet. I think that goes a long way. But the thing that is interesting is that you sit there and you go, how many programs would be in a situation where they'd be like, this program is in trouble, the players aren't under control, yada, 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 if a situation like this were to happen? There isn't that conversation about Oregon State because, one, Jonathan Smith, he has credibility with their fan base.
Yeah, he does.
And two, I think there's apathy is a big part of it.
Well, also, too, remember, Jonathan Smith is in his second year. He's probably got players on his roster he didn't recruit. Now, I'm not saying he didn't recruit these two. I'm not sure off the top of my head if he did. There's going to be an attitude change. There's been frustration. Some of these guys have had the ups and downs of Gary Anderson and the emotional change. You remember, every coach, once they get in there, you haven't had a full cycle of getting your guys, your buy-in time. It's just, you're going to have to be patient. These games are going to happen right now for Oregon State with Jonathan Smith. That's just what's going to happen. I still remember Chris Peterson cussing out Marcus Peters, kicking him off the team, and that wasn't his guy. I mean, this stuff is going to happen with coaches when they come in and they want to change how they think, and you're going to have to change an attitude. And plus, you're frustrated. You go on the road, you lose a game against another Mountain West team.
Yeah, but
that's frustrating.
What you just said, Marcus Peters was an all Pac-12. I mean, heck, he's a very good corner in the NFL. He cussed out a coach, and Chris Peterson drew a line in the sand and said, yep, you're out.
Yeah.
We have players punching each other and then an opponent.
Yeah.
And that's a half. And that's one of the issues that I see.
You don't have like eight guys of depth behind you do at other schools.
And there's a little more leniency. A little bit of a hypocritical stance from Beaver fans comes in is that they're sitting there like, well, you know, we don't really have that many guys.
It's true.
As this text says on the Better You Today text line, they were crying foul when LeGarrette Blount was suspended for 10 games and then was able to play in the Civil War when Oregon needed them, mm-hmm. You know, and this is a half long suspension. And I wonder how it sits with a lot of Oregon State fans, because I saw the joke of, well, at least somebody showed some fight going around Twitter a lot. And I think that's a funny joke. And I don't think we need to take this too seriously. Be like, oh, how dare you? How can you say that? No, it's funny. Okay. That's a joke. But that seems to be like the stance is like, oh, well, you know, I don't know how that resonates.
If this was a top 10 Oregon State team with national championship, what would you think would have happened?
Then you have depth. I think you get a longer suspension, to be honest.
Probably. And if you weren't a last place team in a major conference that pretty much nobody saw all over Facebook.
There were I was watching
what were the logins? Anybody know the numbers?
When I was watching, there's 27,000 people viewers? On one that's, thing.
Yeah.
And then
probably didn't blow
Buck,
up.
Buck, you and I were watching that the on the Facebook stream. Did it get up to 70,000 at one point? When we first logged on, it was 20 something thousand. And then did it get up that high?
I don't know.
What was
that
it at? I think it was at 70.
I remember only seeing it in the high 20s, but that was when we were still here early in that ball game. So I don't know how high it got.
I honestly can't remember. I do remember 27,000 when I first turned it on.
That's a big number between 27 and 70.
Yes, it is.
It's a big gap.
I made 70 may have been pulled out of thin air.
pulled out of the boop boop.
I have a feeling I looked at it, I was like, wow, that's a lot. And then I remember asking, is that a lot? I have no idea how many people watch games. How many people do you think watch a game? On the Pac-12 network, Pac-12 After Dark, how many people watched those games?
By the way, did you hear what happened to the Wazoo coverage by the Pac-12 network?
No.
Their stream went down because they only allowed a certain amount of logins because they felt there wasn't going to be a demand to watch the game.
Oh, boy. And so they didn't want to pay the bandwidth?
They didn't want to pay the extra money for extra bandwidth and halibut, and it all went down crash because they had more than they were allotted. Yeah.
Yikes.
It's your Pac-12 network for you.
That's not good. That's not good at all. This text, better you today, text line. You mean college football programs discipline differently based on their players' skills and team needs? I've never heard this before. How shocking.
Massively. Big
Absolutely.
News.
Absolutely. But I think that it is a moment where Oregon State and their fan base, they used to be, we take the high road, right? And they used to, the moral high ground was one thing that they always kind of leaned on in the Riley years, and then thinking that you were going to kind of get some of that back. And then for a player to punch somebody on the opposition sideline and players punching each other on the field and you get a half-long suspension, I think the bigger story here is every college football likes to claim they're different. They're all the same. If you are an important player, you'll be treated accordingly. And that's what Gus Lavaca and Caleb Hayes were treated like. They get a half-long suspension against Cal Poly. And that's it.
There you go.
If you need them in the second half, I think you have a bigger problem. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.